Felicity Huffman has been sentenced to 14 days in prison for paying $15,000 to rig her daughter's SAT scores in the college admissions scandal that has ensnared dozens of wealthy and well-connected parents. She is the first of 34 parents to be sentenced in the case. And, you know, that story, when it came out, got people to thinking, oh, you know, if you have money, you can buy your way in to U.S. colleges and universities, and people feeling like that's the only way is if you are wealthy. That's the only way you can get into college in the U.S. And apparently that is not the case. Joining us to talk about this is Joanna Severino, founder of Prep Skills. It's a company that prepares U.S.-bound college kids. Hey, Joanna, thanks for doing this.
Hi, Barb. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. When you first heard about that scandal breaking, what was your reaction to all of that?
Well, you know, it is unfortunate. First, you know, regarding Huffman, I think the harsher punishment overall is really having her face her daughter, who, you know, said basically, Mom, why didn't you believe I could do it on my own and out of my own merit? And so, you know, fortunately, as founder of Prep Skills, I've really seen over the years that hardworking, honest Canadian students really do play by the rules, and they do what's necessary to get in honestly. And so I was disappointed. You know, obviously that the integrity of the system is tarnished because of the scandal. But that hasn't really prevented students from, you know, seeking admissions to the U.S. And overall, I think they can achieve that goal if they put their mind to it.
Let's talk about some of the ways that students can do that. And maybe to start, why would Canadian students want to go to school in the U.S.? We do have some fabulous schools here in Canada. So why would students want to cross the border to go to school?
Yes, you're right. Fabulous schools here. Generally, there are three types of students that we see considering the U.S. Academic, that may be looking at a specialized program, student athlete that wants to play a college sport, and you know, possibly a student looking at the performing arts. And the admissions process itself is a holistic one, and so students' academic records are looked at from grades 9 to 12, their standardized test scores, as well as their application and their passion, their leadership, their input. So that taken into consideration is what gets them in.
Is it a lot harder to get into a U.S. school, or are the U.S. schools like Canadian schools? Some are very hard to get into, some not so hard.
Yeah, I mean, there are over 4,000 options in the U.S., and so you're going to have the multi-tier of anything from a junior college to a university such as a brand like a Harvard, Yale, Stanford, USC. But the, you know, the process of being admitted is a rigorous one, and it's always been sort of a not an easy feat for Canadians to be applying there. And this is why it's important to get an understanding overall of what it takes to get into an American university.
And look, some students are and parents are very intent on their kids applying to U.S. schools. And I guess all of what you do is to help people through the process, and you hold seminars, and you've got one coming up this month.
Right, yeah. So we're going to be at the Ontario Science Centre on September 21st, and that's really an opportunity for families to get information with respect to the process, NCAA eligibility. And I think what's most inspiring is they'll have an opportunity to actually meet students who've been through the journey and talk about their experience of what it took to get in successfully. So I'm really excited about that.
How did you get involved in doing this specific thing, helping students get into U.S. colleges?
Well, really, I was an educator for a number of years, and I saw a gap in the marketplace. It was astonishing to me that the American universities weren't here really connecting in person with the students. And so as a result, I launched the U.S. College Expo in Canada, and our company facilitates the process. We help a lot of high school guidance counselors who have questions about the process. It's difficult enough for a Canadian guidance counselor to be concerned with, you know, Canadian schools and helping students on a day-to-day basis, as well as some of them are teaching. So our place really came in helping to facilitate and helping them understand the process and getting some expert speakers in to facilitate that.
Well, I think it's great because having gone through it and very recently, it's an overwhelming time for students and parents who want to help the students, and it's great if you can get some guidance from people like yourself. I assume you have a website where people can find out more information?
Yes, we're encouraging people to come out to the event on September 21st, and they can register at prepskills.com for more information and to pre-register.
Terrific. It's a great service, and Joanna Severino, I thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Barb. Have a great night.
You too. All right. It's great. I think if you are someone who has been thinking about that, I would go to the website. I would check it out. And if you're available, I would go to the seminar just to hear more and find out how it works, because it can be really overwhelming. Even the process of applying just to schools in Canada. That is prepskills.com. You're listening to The Night Side. It's 9:15. News Talk 1010.